This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
There we go. I'm getting excited now. A lot of fanfare.
Yeah! Axel. Oh, no, that's not it.
Woo! Yeah! Woohoo! All right, Raven.
Do it. Do it, dog. Wow. Amazing.
Hello and welcome. That was a smashing flute and horn, well, horn and slide whistle introduction by yours truly. The critics are already reviewing it and saying it's been one of the greatest openings they've seen since last week's show. You know, only for this show, that is. Not for not inclusive to any others. I got my co-hosts with me. You know who they are.
Yeah.
The Feeny Meeny Brothers. The
big time.
Bikini, Eeny Meeny Miny Moe.
Afternoon.
Someone earlier said, I think I'm a big time podcast star. And I said, I am a big time podcast star. I'm on the Raven Effect.
Yeah.
Take
that. That's as big as it gets.
Big time stars.
Well, I don't know about all that. I would say it's nothing.
Mediocre star, maybe. Below par.
We're in the twilight of a mediocre career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Feeny believes he's mildly famous.
Yeah. I get presents every day.
It's true.
You do. Yeah, what's the total up to? Who has more presents?
I don't know. I probably got like 12 or something like that.
Does somebody win if they get Led Zeppelin's presents?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a win. Have that CD ready for the car, a little Achilles Last Stand. Mm. Tremendous.
CD?
Yeah, oh, that's right. Achilles Last Stand is on a present. No, I thought it was on the number 3.
Nah, opening track on presents. No.
Still love Achilles Last Stand.
I don't use CDs, no. Yeah, that's a great song. That song is a couple
CDs
of
CDs nuts.
That song should have been a monster hit, Achilles Last Stand.
Yeah.
And what?
Nobody's Fault But Mine's on there. That's also tremendous.
Mm. Well, it is nobody's fault but yours.
It is nobody's. Has anyone seen Robert Plant or any other, like Jimmy Page with the Crow? Is there anything like that?
What about Robert Eggplant? He was a
part.
He was an emoji.
What?
You Robert Eggplant emoji? God, that means you got a sexy penis.
Yeah, it means that there's. It means there's going to be some chicanery going on.
Chicanery, some tomfoolery, even.
Yeah.
Shenanigans,
what about some nonsense. Tomfoolery.
Tom Cruise fool.
That has to do with running you're running very fast.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Tom Cruise is an idiot. But how about the fact that he actually ran down the Burja Hotel in Dubai? That 1 mile high hotel, he actually ran down the side of it.
Did he?
He does all his own stunts, apparently, for real.
Right. Yeah.
Like, how insane is that?
Well, good for it. I mean, you got to respect.
You never
the guy
saw
who does
the Protocol movie? What's it called? The October or the.
I saw the one thing where he was like hanging out of a 747 or something.
Yeah, no, that was that. That was a movie before that or two before that. What was it? Feeny.
Jack Reacher.
Protocol. What's that?
Jack Reacher.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, is this a Mission Impossible one we're talking about?
Yeah, the Protocol, the J.J. Abrams one.
Let's see.
I was talking about that with somebody the other day. And it's amazing that the guy did those stunts at those heights.
Ghost Protocol.
Like, that's crazy.
Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
Watch that. Let's make that for next week's movie. We'll watch that.
I'll watch that. I think the best.
What about you, Rich? Will you watch it?
I will attempt to. I've got a busy week coming up, but
yeah, so do I. We'll watch anyway.
Hey, I did want to mention real quick. I saw some of Ted Lasso. Have you seen Ted Lasso yet? Do you know what it is? Ted Lasso? No.
I'm sorry.
I have to make a complaint here, Rich.
Yeah.
What?
Rich, you have too much heel heat.
Why?
I constantly the fan mail and Raven Effect. Apparently, they must think you get it because it has so many subscriptions to like all these different like magazines and papers and stuff.
You know what I think it is? I think someone's screwing with us. Like for the
yeah, no, but I'm saying, but it's Rich they're going after because it says the account's always for Dear Rich. This is your thanks for opening your account. So yeah. They think it's going to you and not going to me. But I'm the one who's having to pay because I have to delete them all.
Yeah, the Keeping It 100 mailbag is like that. It's a ton of like, and it sends it to like Mike or Dean or, yeah, I don't know. But
I'm begging you Dean? People to retract it. Take it back.
Who's Dean?
It's he's on
Dean Douglas.
He does some podcasts over with Get My Go and stuff. But for some reason, people that have a problem with that show have infiltrated the K100 mailbag.
Yeah, and apparently the webmaster that we use, the RavenEffect.com, the website, they're not really good at sorting out like stuff that you put in as junk mail. They don't really follow the algorithms, so they don't do a good job of what.
You might need somebody to go in there and tweak your settings.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my
or you could, fire me and you wouldn't get those.
They still think you're looking at reading those first. It's very just stressful and hard.
Why do I have such heel heat? What did I ever do to anybody?
You really want me to make a list?
Yes. What? Like seriously? What did I? I'm nice to people. I'm friendly. I'm helpful.
You're hypocritical.
How am I hypocritical?
You're loud. You're boisterous.
I'm not loud and boisterous.
You're opinionated.
Yeah, I'm Italian. What do you want?
That's insulting to Italians.
Why?
Because you can't insult just because they're your own people. Apparently, you can't insult them anymore either.
Because I talk with my hands and I'm expressive. That makes me loud and boisterous and a heel.
No, because if somebody mentions a Republican anything, you go bananas.
I don't go bananas.
He turns into Rocky Balboa against Spider Rico.
Who's Spider Rico?
Rocky beat him up in the first Rocky movie.
I'm gonna say to all the listeners right now, I treat people well. I treat our listeners well. Raven, I treat you well. Feeny, I even treat you well. I shouldn't, but I do. You know what I mean? Considering that, you know, you support people that try to overthrow our government, but I treat you well anyway. You're a good guy. why all the heat on me? What did I do? Who did I ever hurt? I didn't hurt anybody.
You wanted somebody to get hurt. I remember it was a couple weeks ago.
Well, it was that one listener that I told to die in a fire. Brian, listener number 12, I believe.
Yeah, but
other than that, I treat people well. I'm friendly.
There was somebody in the business that you wanted to die or something.
Oh well, yeah. The other guy there, who's no longer at the other place, he could fuck off into the sun.
Nice.
But there's reasons there. I don't want anybody to fuck off into the sun that doesn't deserve fucking off into the sun. I'm not just saying that willy nilly. I'm not just throwing that out there.
What about
that
Chili
particular
Willy?
Person? That particular person deserves to either die in a fire, fuck off into the sun, or both.
Oh my God!
Really? You think somebody deserves to actually die in a fire? That's a painful way to die.
Well,
apparently, now how would they know that though?
What do you mean?
Well, apparently, it said that dying in a fire is really painful, but dying in the ocean, you just go isn't as bad.
Blub, blub,
drowning,
blub, blub, blub.
But. Mm-hmm. But how do you know who's in charge? Like who's
yeah? Have they done research on these things?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I don't want the guy to actually die in a fire. He could fuck off into the sun. But that's all. Besides that, I like everybody. I get along with everybody. I'm a lover. I love our listeners. I don't know what I ever did to them. I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, what did they do for you though?
Some of them, as we had discussed this before, this is a heartfelt and honest thank you. We talked about this last week where my car got fucked up, and legitimately money is kind of tight. I was actually asking Feedy about this. Do you think that the people that listen to the show think we make like shitloads of money? Because we don't.
No.
Right? So, but legitimately, money's a little tight, and I happened to put it out on Twitter, and there were some listeners that PayPal'd me. And I was like shocked, and that it honestly kind of gave me the feels. And I want to let, you know, the wish list stuff is kind of haha. It's kind of like fuck you, Feeny.
So you're saying that the gifts you received from the people are just haha?
It was kind of a joke.
We're shamelessly milking the people for all.
It's meta. It's tongue in cheek that I'm doing it. I don't actually believe I deserve it.
Yeah, but then you should be giving that stuff to charity if it's meta.
Well, how am I going to give a Kindle book to charity?
Charity, give it to Goodwill.
Listen. When I'm done with my Kindle book, I will donate it to the local library. Read a book, take a book.
I don't think have it, a book. It, you know, definitely doesn't work that way.
Okay, well, I'll figure something out. But I am legitimately touched by it. I think it's amazing that people would actually, Feeny agrees with this, that people would actually send us stuff. It's crazy that, like, it's appreciated.
No, Feeny more than admits that he just shamelessly wants the people to give him stuff because he likes stuff.
I like stuff, yeah.
It's true, but, like,
you try to hide, you're hiding behind a facade.
It's not a facade. It's not a, I will take my
wish. It's a meta gag based on Feeny.
I will take that wish list down right now, but like legitimately, I think it's awesome.
No, you won't.
I will delete it right now.
No, you won't.
It's coming off. I'm taking it off my Twitter right now. But for the people that actually sent me, for the people that PayPal'd me for my car, for the deductible, honestly, like it touched me. It really did.
It
really appreciate that.
It
really did.
It should touch you.
It does. And I say that without any tongue in cheek, without any
haha. The whole concept that you're doing the wish list is a meta thing on Feeny would be believable only if you gave all the stuff away
How am I supposed to give some of this stuff away? Like, seriously.
Give away the stuff you can give away for charity.
Nobody wants it. Who wants my fucking Iron Maiden shirt?
That are poor.
Yeah, people without shirts.
People without, I suppose.
Yeah, or men without hats.
I just deleted the list from the wish list is no longer on my Twitter. You can check my Twitter right now. It's gone. It's not there.
What a sucker.
So Feeny's
I'm not saying it won't go back up. I'm not saying it's never
going
to go back
Mine's
up.
Mine's never going
right
down.
Now, it's gone.
And the hype is going to go into overdrive when my birthday's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of birthdays, it's only 34 more shopping days for my birthday. So buy early and buy often.
Buy bonds.
No, in this case, it's buy early and buy early and often.
Yeah.
So now that we've settled that, Rich, now that we know that you're just that you actually have emotions that you received getting your car paid for.
Part of it.
Oh, so now you want them to pay for the rest? Oh my goodness. You are shameless.
There are many fine books in our gift shop.
What's that?
Petey gets that.
Yeah.
Petey gets that. Yeah. And Raven's trying to figure out what did I miss? I totally missed
It's a Simpsons reference, obviously.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Anything I don't get to Simpsons reference.
That would be the pimply faced teen at what's the name of it? Fort Sensible, right? Is it Fort Sensible, Feeny? When they're in the independent thought alarm, and he's like, wait a minute. If Jebediah Springfield was here, how could he be there? And he's like, so they throw him out, right? There are many fine books in our gift shop. Anyway. Thank you to the listeners that, for real, thanks for helping me with my.
You're saying thank you to the listeners that helped you, but fuck you to the listeners that didn't?
No, listen, money's tight. Money is tight for everybody, and that's why I'm shocked that anybody actually sent anything to me, because...
How shocked are you since they sent you a bunch of Iron Maiden t-shirts and Kindle books?
Again, that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, sort of ha-ha. They were in on the gag. Yes. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Yeah, it was.
Well, I'd like to say, too, as far as the wish list stuff, and I said it on Patreon and showed my cracked, deformed mug. Someone bought me the Cleaver mug from The Sopranos coffee mug. And unfortunately, it showed up all banged up, and it's broken, basically. So if you, I could send you pictures of it. I put them on the Twitter machine if you want
to
take them from there.
Dude, you should be able to just take care of that. You should be able to send it back and get a different one. I think you can.
All right. I'll look into it. But I want them to get a refund, too. I want to screw over Amazon where I get a mug and they get a refund, you know?
Oh, right.
I believe in taking from big corporations, Rich.
Oh, so do I. Oh my God, Feeny's a socialist? What?
No. They do good things. They employ everyone, but I'm still going to steal from them.
Yeah, I have no problem with. I have no problem with that.
So, Rich, this is your parents' basement you're in right now?
Yeah, it's very very spacious here.
It's a huge basement.
I'd show you, I mean,
it's a huge room. Is that the only room, or is there more rooms?
No, this is the basement. It's not unfinished, obviously, but there's a sofa and my dad's workspace.
It's unfinished.
I have my Boston Garden seats sitting there from the original garden.
What Boston Garden seats?
I have two seats from the original Boston Garden that are sitting over there.
When's the last time
Boston
you...
Boston Garden? What? How old is the Boston Garden?
The original garden, built in 28. They tore it down in 90... well, closed in 95. They tore it down in 98.
So
and now the new garden, it was... I'm sorry, what?
It lasted 70 years?
Yeah, it did. Yep. It was a dump, too, and I loved it. What a place, the old garden. Anybody from the Boston area that ever saw wrestling or, you know, Bruins games, Celtics games, I saw all that. I never saw a Celtics game. I saw lots of Bruins games and a decent amount of wrestling there. What a building. Kind of like the old Feeney. I'm sure you've been to the old Hershey Park Arena, right?
Yeah,
went to the old Hershey Highway Arena with Boy George.
I don't think I've been to the arena. I've been to the stadium. I was just there over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, the old Hershey Park Arena, I got to call a game there when the Bears played there before they moved into the Giant. The
Boy
Giant
George
Center.
Was pitching and you were catching?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to put over, it's funny that it's the Hershey Arena. It's the Hershey Highway.
So I've made that joke before. When you drive from Harrisburg to Hershey, is there the Hershey Highway? Are you on the Hershey Highway?
No, you're on the Harrisburg Highway.
The Harrisburg Highway, right? Because, Feeney, that's where you'd go, right? You would have to, you go through Harrisburg and then you get to Hershey from Harrisburg, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or Lancaster? Could you go through Lancaster?
You can go through Lancaster too. Right? Yeah.
When do you get there? Where's the Amish country? Pennsylvania Dutch? That's
Lancaster, right?
No, I'm saying, where is it though? I forget.
You know, like, it's like an hour or so away from, hour and a half away from Philly. You go up northeast maybe. And there you go. Follow the horses.
Towards the Poconos,
no, okay,
right?
Wait. Say that again. You go up what highway?
You go up, I think you start on 476, and then maybe you go up...
The Blue Route.
Yeah, I'm terrible with directions, though.
How are you going to get to Atlantic City, then?
I'll listen to the GPS. No, Atlantic City's easy. You just go down Atlantic
City. That's easy from Philly,
Atlantic City Expressway. Zip!
Tremendous. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that. I used to go there every Saturday night at 3 a.m. Yeah, because that's how we would go. We'd close down all the bars in Philly, and we would go to the shore. In the summertime, I guess. And then we go to the Jersey Shore to close the after-hour clubs.
Atlantic City's an interesting place after hours. It's an interesting place all the time, but especially at night. It's an oddball place.
How about Jennifer Aniston said she had to cut ties over vaccination status?
Who said that?
I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston. What about her?
It just passed my screen. I'm wondering, whose ties did she cut?
I don't know.
Were they like Father's Day ties?
She got mad at somebody for not getting
vaxxed. But how about this? This headline's better. State lawmaker accused of kicking boy in the groin.
Yeah, well.
Rich,
that's funny.
Rich, when's the last time you made out with a girl in that basement?
Never. Oh. Never here. My parents, they've only owned this house for a couple of years.
Oh, well, so. What about the other basements?
And how many women have you murdered in a basement?
When was the last time I made out with somebody in my parents' basement?
Or murdered.
Is that what you're asking?
Or murdered.
Or I've never murdered anybody in my parents' basement. Feeney, is that, you want to know when was the last time I made out with somebody in my parents' basement?
Well, okay, not murdered, but held against their will.
Not that, Raven. Nothing to Raven's thing there. I've never held anybody against their will. Feeney, why do you want to know this?
I'm just curious.
It had to be the early 2000s, probably. Before that, probably, actually. Because I've been gone for a while. You want to know when the last time I smoked a doob in my parents' basement was?
An hour ago, man.
Last night.
Yes.
Last night I did. Hang on. Back to the fan mail real quick.
Yeah.
Here's one. It says it's from... Let me read the... hello, thanks for subscribing to the Disney Tourist blog. And it says, subject is Rich, confirm your subscription.
Okay, well.
So you confirm your subscription and stop sending them to me.
That's probably the same person that sent me the pizza that time. I still don't know who that was.
I think you were high and ordered it and didn't remember.
You think I was high and I took an Ambien and fucking ordered a pizza. I just didn't remember. Well, if I had I ordered it, I would have paid for it ahead of time. I wouldn't have paid cash when the guy showed up. I would have just paid for it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
When the guy rang the doorbell, the pizza wasn't paid for.
What guy?
That was what I asked him. He said, "Hey, I got a pizza here." I'm like, "Is it paid for?" He's like, "No, it says fucking cash on delivery." I didn't order. Enough of this. I see. That's why I paused, because I know what Raven's doing. You're not getting me with that. You're not fucking pulling that over on me. Not a chance. Feeney fell for it. He's over there smoking his bullet. Did you see the tweet from Raven D? Your vape pen looks like her bullet.
I did see that. Yes, that is.
Does that vibrate as well? Is it like they should make vape pens that do both?
Yeah, this does not vibrate. But
no. And you can get high and take care of your female companion while you're at it.
That was a very erotic thing to say.
Yeah. What about Feeney? Would you ever consider becoming a transgender?
No.
What about if your wife told you she was transgender? She wanted to be a transgender.
That would probably result in some sort of serious discussion, I'm sure.
So you don't think she would just like do it, and you would just be like, "Ah, fine."
Nah, I don't think so. I don't know. How old am I? Because if I'm really old, I don't want to die alone. So,
right. Well, I'm saying, but you're at that age now where your chances are you're going to die alone if she dumps you.
Yeah, that's true too. There's no way I'm getting anybody else.
I mean, unless you're going to live with Conan and Disco.
Disco always needs roommates.
Come on, Feeney, how old are you, Feeney? What are you, 36?
I'm
going to
be 40 in 2 months.
Are you really? You're that old, huh?
Yeah, I'm old, man.
I can tell you, Feeney, it's not all awful after 40. It's really not.
No, you might not.
You might get divorced. You might not. But you know, there's always Tinder and Hinge or Bumble or whatever.
Grindr.
Yeah. Feeney's a big Grindr fan too.
It's
2021, man. Whatever you want, whatever floats your fucking boat. It doesn't matter.
I got a friend who.
Yeah, but who has a boat in this climate?
Some
people.
Like I said, money's tight. You know, you gotta keep up a boat.
If you have a boat, take it
out of the water. You gotta clean the barnacles off.
You gotta pay the fees and whatnot.
Yeah, the slip
the
fee.
Yeah, the boat fees.
Dock the boat.
Dock fees.
The bilge fee.
Water fee.
You
got to pay all those fees for when you're drinking and boating.
That's right.
The pee fee for when you get arrested for peeing over the side of the ship and then you're parked on land.
Did you do that? Did that happen to you?
I got arrested for pissing in an alley in college, though.
That's happened to lots of people. But did you got arrested for pissing off a boat when it was docked?
No. But I could have.
Did I tell you the story about the time I pissed off my balcony in Houston? Did I tell you that story?
I don't think so.
Why
was your balcony mad at you?
Very nice.
I had not been on Ambien very long, and apparently I had a beer or two, and then I guess I had an Ambien. And I guess I thought that I had walked into the bathroom, but I had not. Apparently I was out on the balcony, and third floor, I pissed off the balcony. And a couple of weeks later, I had to go into the apartment office to take care of something. They're like, "Hey, by the way," because I guess the security guy said, I was like, I don't remember. I do not remember that. And I'm incredibly embarrassed.
Bill Watts peeing off the Omni, building out the balcony of the Omni Hotel?
When I lived on top of a bar, there was like an outside deck thing when you came up the stairs. And I was having a party, and a dopey friend of mine pissed off. Rather than come inside and just go in the bathroom, he pissed off the deck, and as he did, patrons were leaving the bar and told on him to the bartender, who happened to be one of the owners, and they came up and they were pissed off. So it came full circle.
So apparently the clients were pissed on, but the owners were pissed off.
Yeah. And what are you going to say? They're like, "Well, what?" I'm like, "He pissed off. What am I going to say? He pissed off the deck. I don't, he's an idiot. Yeah. I can't defend this."
My public service message is, if you are going to have alcoholic beverages, avoid Ambien, because you'll end up doing shit that you don't remember.
Same thing if you just take Ambien.
Well, if you just take Ambien too, but there's more of a chance that you're going to do stupid shit. I woke up one night sweeping the ceiling, apparently. And another night I woke up and I was going to make a pizza at like 4 in the morning.
Were you in Mary Poppins?
For no reason.
Chimney sweep without the chimney?
Exactly. You've won the prize of industrial chimney sweep for a day. Woohoo!
That reminds me that... when I used to live next door to a strip club, literally like 100 feet away, we would just walk in through the back door of the strip club into the bar. Oh, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
I really did live right next door to a strip club.
Yeah, that must have, that was that convenient or more of a hassle?
It was the best. Yeah.
What strip club?
It was Flashers. It used to be Storm and Norman's.
Flashers? That was the name of the strip club, is Flashers?
Nice. Mm-hmm. Like Cheeks.
Sounds Low like a classy cheeks. Fucking place.
Yeah.
Cheeks
with three X's. Yeah.
Right. Of course. Yes.
All
right.
Let's get to the fan mail.
Already?
What do you mean already? Why do you always say that? We could be 60 minutes into the show and you'll be like, already?
It's early for fan mail.
It's always early for fan mail. All right, so let's open up with, this is from Jess.
Hi, Jess.
It says fan mail.
Hey, real quick, speaking of Jess, that's my ex-wife's name, and I'd like to tell everybody my divorce is final. Woohoo! It's official. I'm now officially divorced, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you
the
sad about it?
Paperwork is signed, it's stamped, it's sealed, it's delivered.
Are you sad about it?
I thought I would be happier and more excited. I'm glad it's done with. But it wasn't like that amazing, like, yeah, I'm going to have a fucking party now.
Are you going to get any alimony from her?
No. Not uncontested. All done. We're still friendly. It's fine.
No, you're not. You know, you weren't friendly when you were married.
We were friendly. We just weren't a good fucking couple. That's all.
Oh. All right.
Kind of like you and Selena, right?
What?
Kind of like you and Selena.
No, we were great together, but then we just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff happens.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
All right, so this is but now we just bought a house together.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we're closer than ever. Actually, we really are. We get closer all the time. In fact, I was so close to her, I was on the other side of her.
Wow.
All right, so this is fan mail from Jess, and the letter says fan mail, ! There's another one from Mary that says fan mail !
Hey, wait a minute. We didn't mention Bobby Eaton. Can we pay our respects to Bobby Eaton?
He died.
Bobby Eaton passed away.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, Bert Prentice died the day before, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did Bobby Eaton die?
I don't know. Did you find out, Feeney? I didn't hear what it was.
I didn't hear either, but his wife just died too, right?
Didn't his wife just pass away recently?
2 weeks prior. 2 weeks prior.
Fuck.
I always feel like couples should, like, me and Selena have made a pact that we're going together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to die together, same time. You know, why would you want to live without the other one?
Well, that's it. That's it, you know, and I don't know. I mean, did you know? I never met. He was somebody that I always wanted to meet, and I never got to meet him. He seemed like.
You know, it's really funny. The funniest thing he used to say was he would always go, you'd go, who's that? And, like, you'd show a picture of him in the Midnight Express when he was really heavy set. Yeah. He goes, oh, that was my fat twin sister.
Oh, man.
Because he had the mullet hair. But, man, he was a natural.
Yeah.
I never got to work. I don't think I ever worked with him.
No. Did you ever work with Stan? Or Dennis?
Yeah. No, I never worked with Dennis, and I never worked with Stan, although I worked with him on commentary. We produced together. He was a producer when I was a producer.
Right.
But, yeah, what happened to Bert Prentice?
Feeney?
Bert Prentice, I'm not sure about that either. I just know that he passed, you know?
Now, that's a name that I know, but educate us on, if for those of us that don't know who Bert Prentice is. He's a promoter. I just don't know where he promoted and exactly what he did. Indiana?
Memphis.
Memphis?
He did indie shows in Memphis, basically. Him and Lawler were real good friends.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so it's very sad that they died. Who's the third person that died? It's always in threes.
I feel like there was a third, but I can't think of it.
Eddie Van Halen?
No.
I didn't know he was sick. No, who else? Was there somebody else? I don't know.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure.
So this fan mail is from Mary. It says fan mail ? Is a subject. It says fan mail. I am Maria. How are things today? ? Okay. Things are okay. They're good. They're pretty good. They're really good. Other than the other day, so I started getting a little pain in my tooth, and then it went away, and then it came back, it went away, and then it started to creep up my side of my nose, the nerve ending, and up to halfway up my nose. Like, if you touch it, it's really tender, like really tender. And so I went to the dentist, and he said I cracked a tooth somehow. And because the tooth next to it is missing, you know, like it's got a fake tooth there, because it was a bridge. I cracked the bridge holding the tooth holding the bridge together, and you can't bridge, you know, from one teeth with, you can't bridge with two teeth in the middle. So I got a, you know, because I have a crown or whatever on the one, but it's not stable, I guess, to bridge. So whatever. So now I got to have two implants.
So it's a, it was a bridge too far?
Yes, yes. But no, but I got to get implants. Like those ones where they put the metal in your in
Ooh,
and then they screw the tooth on. You seen those?
Fuck that. Ugh.
Eesh. Yeah, so I got to get that to go with my two knee surgeries, and God, I was supposed to get my knee ablation today, to see if it would stop the pain, so I could skip the knee surgery. And the doctor, his wife, had to go and have a baby today. Tuh. So out of the nerve.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
So now I got to wait 2 more weeks to get my ablation.
So you're telling me that the doctor canceled your appointment?
Yeah, because his wife had a baby. Unprofessional.
At the last minute because
no, he did the day
his wife was giving birth.
Yeah, he did the day before, I think.
That's
he did. Yeah, tomorrow's it was supposed to be tomorrow, so he gave me a day's warning, but still, you should, nerve.
Raven, you should go on Health Grades and leave a scathing review.
I don't want to scathe anyone.
No.
All right, let's go to the next fan mail. Maybe it'll be a little better. This is from Raven D.
Raven
D. Weenie Hut Jr.'s biggest customer, Feeny. It says, greetings, Axl Rose's bitch. Yes, you, capital letters, you, Feeny, your big heaping bag of buttercups. It's not fair of me to buy off Rich's whore list and not yours at this time. I'm going to point out a few things here. I drew one of your cats last year. I even obtained the shirt with his cute face on it. Hell, even the executive producer of the show was also drawn sometime last year. Rich didn't get this shit till this year. That's not fair, let alone you were first. He was last. Looking through past emails, most of it is for Rich. They're not very nice either. You, not so much. That's not fair. I'm sorry. I haven't given you a lot of attention. My bad. How about this? I'll spare Rich of the emails and just start addressing them to you instead. How does that sound? Fair? Wow, I spotted 4 horrendous fictions Rich got thrown into and read on the podcast, let alone the last one written started off super creepy to the point of my homosexuality was questioned. Her homosexuality was questioned. Let's see. I only threw you in one. Wow, that's not fair either. I'm sorry, I only wrote one with you in it. This is really passive aggressive. I should write 3 more stories with you in them. Fair is fair, right? I got a story idea. Since you're a big GNR fan, perhaps you knew, like this lovely tale of having a personal backstage encounter with the entire band. In fact, my imagination has created a whole new different meaning of Mr. Brownstone, and it's not heroin or any other drugs I'm picturing, my friend.
Whoa, Nelly.
But I can't be too harsh to bother. Someone else can write it. I'm going to stop typing this email and continue working on my novel. Have a nice day, Raven D. Wow, that's passive-aggressive, Feeny, you grubby bastard.
I don't feel like I'm passive-aggressive. I appreciated the picture
for
sure.
She's passive aggressive.
Oh, well, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? That was as passive aggressive as you get. That was almost aggressive aggressive.
That's all right. I can take it.
This is from Gregory Shadbolt. Might lose dick to a spider bite. Good day, Raven and Joey and whoever that other fucking dead shit is.
Jesus.
Wow. How's it hanging, boys? Love the show, you loose cunts. Shaddy here. Fellas, things are farked for me at the moment. Hey, I'm working out here at Calgary in Western Aussie, and I've been fucking this chick with massive tits. Total spunk rat, but a complete slapper.
Wow.
But then I was sitting on a dunny at work. Dunny, I guess that's the toilet. At work, and got bitten on the leg by a white-tailed spider. They're fucked, mate. They're fucked, mate. They're fucked. I don't know if you got them over there in Yankland, but the infection's... Let me do this properly. But the infection started eating away at me, and they've cut out most of me right leg. And the doctors reckon if it goes any further, honestly, I could lose me arsehole. I'll be shitting in a bag for the rest of me life if that's what happens. Fuck that. Wait, that sounds more British than Australian. Oh, well. Joe, brother, ever rooted a tranny?
Rooted? I don't know what that means.
I think that's like a good stooped? Rogering.
Good rogering, stooped. No, I have not.
Docs even said I could lose me nutsack or me bloody cockeye. If that happens, I'll be the only motherfucker on earth with a smaller knob than that 4-eyed dickhead on your podcast.
What? Which one?
Wow.
Yeah, we both have 4-eyed dickhead.
That's rough.
I've knocked a few cunts out in me time. Anyway, the nurses are wondering why I'm laughing me head off while I'm about to fucking lose me arsehole, but I'm listening to the podcast, mate. I'm listening to your podcast and also I'm off me fucking head on painkillers at the moment. So just keep it up, eh? Just keep it up, punt the nerd, can't stand him. Big tits wants nothing to do with me now. Oi, four eyes. Give me some advice on what it's like to be a dickless freak who women want nothing to do with. You got heaps of experience, wanker. I was molested as a child. P.S. Raven, did you ever fuck that Stacy Keebler? No, I never dated her.
I was all over the place.
I never even went out with her. I barely knew her. No, I had nothing to do with it. I was never involved with Stacy Keebler.
Did I ever tell you my Stacy Keebler story? I have one.
I don't believe so.
She was a really sweet girl, though. She's really nice.
I was working at a hotel in Providence at the airport, of all things, and we get a call like 9 in the morning. I might have mentioned this before. Airport pickup. So I drive the van over there, and I see this young lady wearing like a pink furry, like, work, you know, tracksuit type thing.
Wait,
big ass suitcase.
Why were you driving the airplane bus?
This is about 2002. I was working at a hotel.
Ah.
And I was working in hockey, but I was working at a hotel as well. So I drive the van over, and it's 9 in the morning, and I'm wearing this pink outfit, big suitcase. And the first thing that comes to my mind, oh, she must be one of the featured dancers at the Foxy Lady who's coming into town or something, right? So she gets in the van, we're talking or whatever, and we're just bullshit, and she told me who she was. And I was like, huh. She left us tickets to the show that night at Providence.
Nice.
It was a very, very strange. I never had any inkling that I'd even be involved in wrestling ever. It was kind of one of those weird things. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm Stacy Keebler.
Because she gave you tickets, you decided to become a commentator?
No, that has nothing to do with it. But it's
so
kind of one of those random things because, yeah.
You drove her in the van.
Yes.
What did the seat smell
like? Picked her up at the airport. I'm sorry?
What did the seat smell like?
Oh,
come on, Feeny.
Wow.
Have some class.
We'll see. Okay, but tell me off air.
All right, this is from Junsa Bass from the mind of a 12-year-old.
I'll text you.
From the mind of a 12-year-old, yes.
Yeah, let's go. What do we got?
Oh, this is a long one, too. I got a lot to read.
Oh, dear. Buckle in. Put on your seatbelts, folks. Here we go.
Pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip. Dear Raven, why is it as soon as you say from the mind of a 12-year-old, Rich said, oh, she's back? Like, there's been a plot twist and you're surprised to see me because in last week's episode, I took a long vacation where my character was killed off. I didn't even know I was sick. Ha!
Yes.
Honestly, I almost feel like my emails are sort of a show within a show, kind of like Itchy and Scratchy. You're welcome for the reference. We do listen to the whole podcast, and now that Dad has finally let me sign up for the Patreon, we'll be watching to catch the extra 5 minutes we've been missing and to see who is saying what so I don't give credit to the wrong person again. Sorry,
20
Rich.
Minutes. We give the people their money's worth on Patreon there,
20,
young lady.
20 plus minutes, usually closer to 20, but sometimes near 30.
But go on, please. Sorry.
Although I will still be zoning out when you all start the adult-related stuff. Boring. In my emails, I never know if what I've written is funny enough, and I'm always hoping that I can get at least just one laugh. I will say, though, the best part of last week's show to me was getting Joe to randomly say, mole, 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 to my Austin Powers reference. Sometimes my dad will randomly call me and say that and just hang up just because he knows he makes me laugh and then I'll forget what I was doing. Then when Joe said, I was like, the thing, he said the thing.
Molly.
This is basically, Feeny, because you have no kids. This is like if you had a kid, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's
awesome. This is all the amount of time you want to spend with a child.
Yes.
Raven's readings on my fan mail is just like when I've gotten to be a mole in the crowd at a couple of indie house shows. I really enjoy the whole show, but I love it when it's my turn to do my part. Okay, so last weekend on July 31st, I was at a show at the Civic Center in Thomaston, Georgia, put on by Pro Wrestling Circuit. There's a four-person heel crew calling themselves the Privileged, spelled wrong. They come out for a tag match. It's just my trainer, Simon Sermon, and three people I train with. Rose Gold and her boyfriend in real life and for the show, Nathaniel Vanderbilt and his tag partner, Randy Reno. Dad and I have been sitting in the crowd in the whole show so far. When they come out, I'm holding up a sign of their opposing tag team. So Nate walks up to where I'm leaning over the guardrail, and he snatches the sign away from me, takes it in the ring, and rips it up. So I act super sad and sit down. You can only imagine the sympathy I received in the heat that ensued. Another job well done and mission accomplished. But wait, there's more. The unplanned spot. By the end of the match, the heels lost, and my section is taunting them as they're staggering past us. In an attempt to help make me feel better, one lady grabs an empty water bottle and tells me to throw it at Nate's back, so I do. Simon saw it fly but didn't know it was me until he turned to see where it came from. So he walks over to me and simply touches the side of my hair and growls, then just walks off. Oh, my Lord, it's showtime. I walk over to my dad with crocodile tears, holding the side of my head and just starting holding on to him. The show then takes an intermission. It's about to get real in this place. 10 minutes later, they're not supposed to do that. Did you see what he did? He grabbed that little girl's hair and about yanked her over the rail. So apparently a Karen had demanded to speak with the person in charge. And she was about 2 seconds away from calling the authorities because a wrestler put his hands on and hurt a little girl. The person in charge came out and made it worse by telling them, yeah, I could see everything that happened from the back. And, well, she needed her hair pulled.
God damn.
Then he just walks away, leaving the lady standing there looking stunned. I'm just sitting down at this point, but after a couple of minutes pass, the guy comes back, and he and my dad ask the lady and me to come over, then finally tell her everything and that I'm okay. The look at her face was priceless. I deserved an Emmy, the award, not the Rossum. Emmy Rossum, I guess. I think she's
an
actress.
I got it.
Yeah.
What show was she on?
That I don't know. I will find out.
I can't wait for the next show on August 28th. Allow me to take a quick minute here. A quick minute? Oh, my goodness.
Shameless.
Allow me to take a quick minute here to apologize for another lengthy email. I figured if you guys can deal with Joe and Rich's rape episodes, my email should be a piece of cake. I hope it's chocolate. But at least I have mostly nonfiction stories about myself and no one ends up walking funny for a month. Ha, I'm punny. Y'all mentioned Simone Biles last week, and what I had heard about her situation was that at some point the Olympic judges said that because she is so much better than all the others, they're going to judge her on a different scale than everybody else to make it fair for the rest. Like, what the fuck? They don't want people, everyone else, feeling bad because they suck when compared to Simone. The stupid judges that came up with that must be millennials. I didn't know. What was that? What's she talking about?
Well, what, Simone Biles stepping out of the Olympics? Or?
No, she said that the judges were going to judge her much harder.
Oh, I don't know.
And I would have given the Olympic people the middle finger by dropping out, too. And the way things are going with these retarded sugar, honey, iced tea stains and Karens that are changing and getting rid of everything they don't like, it's going to get to be to the point where shampoo will disappear off the shelves because bald people can't use it. Yeah, I don't know. I think she's missed the boat on this because Simone Biles, I don't know anything about her, the judges thing. It was her retiring, to the back.
She stepped back in. She went back in. I read a thing. She had what's called the twisties.
Yeah, but yeah. She didn't say that, though. She said she had mental illness, and then they said, the press said she had twisties.
Well, no, I thought she explained it, like, because somebody asked her about it, and she said, like, she legitimately couldn't tell. I guess it's a thing where you can't tell up from down.
I know, but her first thing she said was she had mental, it was the pressure.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Dad and I will be at Comic-Con this weekend. I can include pictures of us if you want to see them next week. I can always tweet them to Joe and Rich since Raymond doesn't know how to share. That's true. Dad is going to be Tony Stark, and I'm going as Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider pig does. Random Q&A. What do you get when you mix a caterpillar with a parrot?
What do you get?
A walkie-talkie.
Ah.
What do you get when you mix Godzilla with a parrot?
What do you get?
I don't know, but if he asks for a cracker, give it to him. What do you get when you when you mix a frog with a rabbit?
What do you
What's
get?
That?
A bunny ribbit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
A bunny ribbit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's not bad.
What,
A bunny rabbit, bunny ribbit.
To backtrack ribbit. For a minute, what was Simone Biles' reason?
She said twisties. she was having too much pressure on her.
Too much pressure. Well, she should stop listening to Billy Joel. Pressure, dude. And that's all I just had in my head the whole time.
Maybe she was with Queen and she was under pressure.
That's right.
Could have been.
What do you get when you cross a cat with an elephant?
What do you get?
A flat cat.
Ah.
She's showing her age with these jokes.
Yeah.
What do you get when you mix chocolate and vanilla ice cream into the same cone?
What do you get?
Me with the greatest tan ever. Get it? Because my dad's white and my mom's not. Yeah, you get it. She's black. Favorite delinquent, Joan Sebas. P.S. I bet you thought I was going to forget to mention Conan's podcast. Well, you know what they say about cliffhangers. That episode of the Joan Sebas show was not a strong one.
It was okay. It was better. I'd say it was better than last week's episode. Better than last week's.
Yeah,
she kind of. It was pretty good. It kind of trailed off there at the end. She kind of lost her.
It was long, too. We have to hold her to the same standard we hold everybody else. Just because she's 12 doesn't mean she gets to be held to a better, higher standard.
Do a shittier job next time, please. You're putting too much work into these emails.
All right, let's go to, I got a few more, a little more time. Brian Emanuel, podcast fan mail. Dear Raven and those two other guys, here's my somewhat humorous attempt at a Busby hep snap. Clear his throat. If a current WWE NXT superstar Tyler Bate were a karate master, would he be Master Bates?
I played hockey with a kid whose last name was Bates, and that was the joke. Hello, Master Bates. Ha ha.
Jim Carter, Vince McMahon, nursery
Jimmy
rhymes.
Carter. Jimmy Carter's writing to us?
No, just Jim Carter.
Oh, just Jim.
Mm. He's history's greatest monster.
What's that?
Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
Dear Raven, Kirk Van Houten, and the Paul Heyman of podcasts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What's Kirk Van Houten?
That's me, probably.
Milhouse's dad.
Can I borrow a feeling? Can you show me your glove of love? Broken hearts have no feeling. I don't know the words, but yeah.
Well, finishing up the movie.
That's the rough draft of my demo, Feeny. Would you like a copy?
I like it. You can have your picture on the cover?
Yes.
Well, finishing up the move from hell, I had an idea about a writing session Vince might have if he were rewriting nursery rhymes. But first, to quote Cousin Eddie from Vegas Vacation, I haven't seen a beating like that since someone stuffed a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
That's a great
now
flick.
Back to the show. Hold on, Selena's calling me.
Here are the words. I just looked it up. Can I borrow a feeling? Can you send me a jar of love? Hurtin' hearts need some healing.
Put Take your my hand in your glove of love. See, glove of love could really mean something else, though.
It really does. Yeah, I think there's some kind of
a double entendre?
Yes, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, now back to the show. Vince and Bruce are sitting in a McMahon manor. Oh, he spelled it manor, M-A-N-N-E-R, meaning he meant to say M-A-N-O-R.
Right. Well, maybe he's sitting in a McMahon manner. Like Vince sits in a certain way, so you'd have to sit that way. You know what I mean? You're mirroring what the boss is doing.
Anyway, they're sitting after firing the entire staff. Vince to Bruce, God damn it, pal. We need better writing for this show. Bruce, take notes, pal. Vince, it's raining. No, it's pouring. Yeah, that's good shit, pal. The old man, the old man is snoring. God damn, Bruce, I hate snoring. Can we get him a CPAC machine? Not a CPAC, a CPAP.
CPAC is where Feeny and all the other Looney Tunes go hang out a couple times a year.
Just prior to invading the Capitol.
Right.
Like the one JR has, but not the ones that cause cancer. Bruce, sassafras. Vince, okay, it's pouring. Yeah, the old man bumped his head. How'd he bump his head? Chair shots to the head are outlawed. Fuck it. Find me a new old man to work. Fuck it. I'll rewrite the script later. President Carter, formerly of Springfield, Rich Mayor, Joe Diamond Quimby voice. Joe, thanks for responding to DMs on Twitter. May I suggest if you guys do OnlyFans, you show your pussy? I mean, hold your cats to camera for fans.
Got to have lots of pussy on OnlyFans.
Totally.
I'll show my pussy on OnlyFans all the time. Mm-hmm. Be happy to.
That's disgusting. Bob, more jokes for Raven the Butcher. Hi, Raven, Rich, and Joe. In an attempt to explain the Rene Magritte joke, he was a dude that painted a pipe with the words Cessnaun pipe under it. Now you can go back to the episode about rental insurance and appreciate the hilarious joke at the end. Anyway, here are more of my jokes for you to not read ahead of time. It was 3 years ago today I invented mental tennis, if memory serves.
Wow. Not bad.
I dig
not
it. Bad.
If you love something, set it free. If it comes back to you, it's probably a homing pigeon. I've been told to go home in case it floods, but I'm staying put. I'll see this day through, come hell or high water. Last time I saw Joe Feeney, he was shit-faced. He wasn't drinking. He just got a shit face. New fairy story idea. Poonocchio, a wooden poo that comes to life. At the end, shit gets real.
I thought it said Poonocchio.
That's what I thought, but it's Poonocchio, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Either one works. I mean, you could do something with both of those.
Yeah, if I would have read these ahead of time, I would have got it right.
Right.
If at times like these that I can think my dad is up there looking down on me, he's not dead, but in the attic and full of contempt. A list of things I do on the toilet. Number one. Number two.
What about number three?
My wife just asked me what mansplaining is. I'm not sure if I should answer. The Bronze Age was the third best age. That's a good one. Yeah,
that's true. That is true. Yeah.
Some people don't like it when I joke about the 70s pop group 10cc. They love it.
Huh?
Some people don't like it when I joke about the 70s pop group 10cc. They love it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm lost on that one.
They like 10cc is not famous enough to be... they had four big hits, though. Want to know what they were?
What were they?
Sure.
Ballroom Blitz, man in the back said everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz.
Ballroom blitz.
And they also sung, Little Willie, Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie round, Willie
Wait,
won't
what,
go.
What band is this?
10C. No, that's not, yeah, 10C. No, I'm mixing up the Sweet.
Sweet, yeah, Sweet did Ballroom Blitz, and then Exodus did a cover of it as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I mixed that up. I meant 10CC who did a... I'm Not in Love. That's what 10cc did. I don't know why I was thinking of Sweet. But the Sweet had two other big hits, too. Fox on the Run. I say, Fox on the Run. Mm-hmm. You're screaming, everybody hides herself away. And they also sung Love is Like Oxygen. But 10cc sung I'm Not in Love. Oh, that's why they love it. Their big hit was I'm Not in Love, and so that's why some people don't like when I joke about it. They love it. That's really reaching.
Apparently Nuclear Assault did a cover of it as well. I didn't know that.
That's all for now, That's all for now, folks. Raven, if you want to use any of my jokes in your stand-up, go for it. No, thank you. I'm not going to sue or ask for compensation. If anything, I'd be flattered. That'd be as close to getting a job as a professional comedian as I'll ever get. I still love the MC Escher joke from last week. Keep up the good work reading out fan mails. Oh, thanks. From Bob, hey, Bob, I hope you're not going to do that thing again where you write at the end of an email and make it sound like I'm saying these things myself. I hate it when you do that. I hate myself more for falling for it every time. Speaking of things I hate, Feeney, you've got a shit face. I give this email something out of 5 next email. I'm getting tired.
Are you?
My voice is going.
You know, I'm looking for the, apparently, God, I swear to God, it was Exodus that did a cover. Now I can't find it. A Ballroom Blitz. There was some like 80s metal band, late 80s, early 90s. Nuclear Assault did it, but that's not who I'm thinking.
Well, somebody in the movie Wayne's World, they covered Ballroom Blitz, but that had Tia Carrere as a front lady.
It was Tia Carrere.
Tia Carrere.
Mm. I swear to God, it was Exodus. Or no. Who's. Fuck, I don't remember. Maybe it was Overkill? Maybe it was Overkill.
Who originally.
The
Offspring.
Stefano Bernabe with a great email. Usually he asks us those real questions that we never want to answer because it's too normal.
Right.
But he finally hit a great great email. The subject is the Amazon wish list. Dear the former ECW champ, the guy that used to be in WWE, and the other guy who is still married. This is a question for Joe and Rich. Are you guys going to continue being Amazon wish list whores, or will it be a one-time thing like Rich doing ass play?
Apparently he was not listening to the show earlier because we covered this already.
Yeah, well, this came from Thursday, so August 5th.
Well, he should have listened to the earlier part of the show before sending that email.
He's our only Italian listener, Stefano. do we have more than one Italian listener, Feeney? How many were we ranked in Italy?
Let's check Italy.
How come you're not giving me a hard time about? Never mind.
Uh oh.
Well,
a hard time about what?
No, I'm saying, well, I'm giving him a hard time about not listening to the show, but there's a...
Oh, boy. You get Germany, France, that. Sweden, Spain, Norway, Ireland.
We don't have any listeners in Italy.
Denmark. Italy.
Nobody in Italy
cares number 40. Us. We're number 44 in Italy in wrestling.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, we should be like 80 or 90.
Out of
that's
a
not
million
good.
Podcasts.
Much worse. All right, this is a letter for Rich from Michael Dallas. This letter is for the Rich Bocchini man himself. Hi, Rich. Just want to say that I'm so happy you're back in MLW, calling the action like a true professional play-by-play announcer again after weeks of having to deal with Ray Flores' cringy-ass voice. I hate that guy so much that I was at the Battle Royale 3 event a few weeks ago, but before heading to the event, I thought the broadcast booth would be at ringside. I also thought that Ray would be the announcer. And I initially planned on jumping over the guardrail and intentionally blindside attack Ray Flores, like back in 1998 when a fan blindside attacked Raven during a segment on Thunder. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But fortunately, I'm glad he's not with MLW anymore. So, Rich, I love you so much, and thanks for coming back to MLW. Your biggest fan, Michael D.
Wow, thanks. Appreciate that. Don't kill Ray Flores. There's no, you know, there's no need for that. But I appreciate it.
That's awfully nice of him to say that.
Yeah, it's real nice. I'm super, like, seriously, I'm not fucking around here. I really do appreciate that. Thank you. I had fun calling back. I had fun calling the Battle Riot. So,
all right, that's it for the email. I'm getting tired. Rich is drinking coffee, trying to stay alive.
Yep.
Feeny is eating worms.
Yeah. Ugh.
My sleep schedule's all fucked up here, boys. I'm going to be up again all night again tonight.
So. Are you going to be like Rhonda Shear, up all night?
Yeah.
All right, so go to cameo.com and give me and I'll do you a video shout-out. I just did one today for the Queef Wrestling promotion, the Queef Worldwide pay-per-view or something like that. Some queefy wrestling pay-per-view.
Wow. Are you sure it's not like a queer wrestling
promotion? It's Queef. It was Queef. Queefs and Queso.
That sounds disgusting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not really.
Two things together sound terrible.
I don't know. They're a real I don't think they're a real organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, you get what
you get.
Sounds
like a fucking hard. God damn. Especially if it's like some terrible, like, some really stinky cheese. You put those two together and, ooh.
Could be lovely.
That could be bad. Yeah.
That's going to be referenced in an email for sure.
Yes.
What kind of cheese are you talking about? Munda cheese?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be. Ugh.
Twitter and Facebook is the Raven Effect. Website's RavenEffect.com. Fan mail is fanmail@RavenEffect.com. Do not send me any more fake subscriptions. I do not want them. Rich does not answer them. Mm-hmm. So you're not hurting Rich. You're hurting me. And I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry havoc and unleash the dogs of war.
Yeah. The Pipples?
Addiction Hotline, 800-662-4357, or addictionandrecovery.org if you want information. Subscribe to MLW or Apple Podcasts. Leave 5-star reviews and complimentary comments, and maybe someday Feeny will, you get it. You got any recommendations, Rich?
Get a normal night's sleep. Don't do what I'm doing. I feel like shit.
Mm.
Well, that's what you get for staying up for 4 days in a row.
No, pretty much, yeah. Feeny,
my recommendation.
Oh, how about this? Market Basket's seltzer is fantastic. If you're in the Massachusetts area, you're looking for some tasty, inexpensive seltzer. You don't want to go highbrow and get the hipster LaCroix. Go with the Market Basket. Grade A stuff.
What about Alka-Seltzer?
You could try that too if you're not feeling well.
Okay.
Feeny's searching for he's doing his weekly. Okay, hang on. I got to recommend. What book do I grab randomly this time?
I'll recommend the Morrison Hotel graphic novel. Yeah.
So did somebody send you that? Graphic novel of an album?
Actually, someone did send me that.
Did they?
Yeah.
How do you make a graphic novel of an album?
Ah, I don't know. There's pictures. Look, he's singing there. And
what's the plot?
There's a. Just how the songs affect people. There's teenagers listening to the music, and it makes them happy and stuff like that.
Does it show people doing drugs?
Look, they're listening. There's riots in the street.
Nice. Yeah. Does it show anybody smoking pot?
Is it a quiet riot?
Yeah, I just flipped through and saw at least two pages with some teenagers smoking a big fat doober.
Good. Good for them.
So.
Is it one of the Doobie Brothers?
We've got one of the Doobie Brothers. Did you get that reference, Rich, for Christ's sake?
Yeah, I got you.
Good.
I got you.
Good.
I recommend more Rick and Morty. It's back on the air, and it is amazing. It's even better than ever.
Ooh.
They just did a Voltron parody episode, and I have no idea who Voltron is, so I had to watch it, and then it made me watch an episode of Voltron on Netflix.
I mentioned Ted Lasso. Was it? Did I do that on Patreon or did I do that one on the show?
You did that 5 minutes ago.
Did I? I don't remember. Ted Lasso. What I've seen of it's very good.
Yeah, so there, you tried to rope me into it.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Did I succeed, Raven? Did I succeed to pulling me into Ted Lasso? No.
I'll tell you what I'm going to
do. Do you know what the plot is? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
What's the plot?
Feeney, do you know what it is?
No. What is it?
Jason goes to coach soccer in England.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis, who's the supposed coach of the Division II Wichita State Shockers football team, which I don't believe exists.
No.
It's basically Major League for soccer,
mm-hmm.
and they bring him over there, and he coaches a soccer team, and hilarity ensues.
Is he a better character than Jake Taylor or Rick Wildthing Vaughn?
Yeah, but why do they bring him over if he doesn't know what he's doing?
That's part. It's like I said, it's a Major League type thing.
You should have said
Major League, they didn't do that.
You should have said
she just tried to like tear the team apart.
Oh, the owner.
Oh, she's trying to sink the franchise and make it good.
So that's the slap shot of soccer.
Oh, so
shows.
It is the Major League then.
It could be the
it's the slap shot. But no, slap shot. See, the owner of the Chiefs wasn't trying to bankrupt them. She just didn't give a shit.
She wanted to sell them and leave town.
Right. She just didn't care.
Who owns the Chiefs?
But who owns the Chiefs? My allergy, puke like that. I hate it here. I go to.
She's a lesbian.
Get the money.
A lesbian.
Andrahan. Suzanne sucks pussy. She's a lesbian. A lesbian. I know. I know.
Trying to hear the fucking song.
You know what? The first guy that checks me into the boards, I'm gonna piss all over myself. Jesus.
He has a big cock, like a horse.
Like a horse. Yeah.
That could go on forever.
But anyway, it's kind of, I guess if you mix Slapshot and Major League, it's kind of the plot sort of there.
And out comes the soccer
movie. And Moneyball. There's a little bit of Moneyball on there, too.
I like that. Yeah. You know, I can't recommend it because I haven't started yet, but I just wanted to inform Raven and the gentleman that bought the DVD set for me that this weekend I'm going to crack open that 12 Monkeys DVD set. I'm going to start watching that bad boy.
Yo, you know what else is I watch that's really good? Transformers on Netflix. The trilogy?
The live action movies or is it the cartoon?
It's like a Japanese. It's not anime, but it's a really unique style of comic art, of cartoon art, and I never watched Transformers other than the movies. But it's really good though. It tells you the whole story about the Quintessence and Unicron and Galveston.
Omicron Percy I-8?
What?
Omicron Percy I-8?
I don't know. And the Maximals are in it.
I absolutely...
They're Transformers. They turn into animals.
Mm.
I absolutely watched...
You played with those toys. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, I did. I had Transformers.
I absolutely watched Transformers when I was a kid. I remember actually, I think I cried during the movie when Optimus Prime died, but... I don't remember anything.
He sick.
Thanks for fucking ruining it for me, Feeny.
Oh, come on. He comes back.
Optimus Prime didn't die.
He comes back. But I can't remember anything about it. Like, if you were to ask me about He-Man or Thundercats, I can remember some things, or Ninja Turtles. But for some reason...
Megan Fox was in it, and then she didn't make the second movie or the third movie. And then they replaced it with Mark Wahlberg. She Shia LaBeoufy got booted.
Ugh.
How do you say that guy's name? Is it Shia?
LaBeouf.
It's a Shia Muslim LaBeouf.
He's a bit of a piece of work, isn't he?
He's a maniac.
Like always getting arrested and whatnot. Yeah,
he's a loony.
Yeah, and he's the Indiana Jones, the next Indiana Jones.
Whatever happened to Harrison Ford? How come he's not in it?
No, he is. Harrison Ford's in the next one, but they were going to make Shia LaBeouf get the handoff. That's why they made him his son. Remember?
No, I don't, but...
Yeah,
you didn't watch Indiana Jones 4 in the.
We've discussed this before. I saw the first Indiana Jones. I've never seen any other one.
Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
I've seen the stage show at Disney. Hollywood Studio. I saw it.
Like the one with Sean Connery,
played by Roger Moore.
No, played by the guy Daryl Hammond on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Your mother, Trebek.
I'll take the rapist.
It's a very rare picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. Its price is $325.
I'll take the penis mightier. That's all I got. All
right, that's enough of this show.
Yeah. We done?
Peace, love, and the penis mightier. Quote the Raven, nevermore. The end.
Boy.
Go to bed.